Sly James's reform and repair tax plan would swap the city car license and some property taxes for a 1/2 cent sales tax increase and use the money for streets, parks, and community centers. James said he thought the voters would buy in on it.
The sales tax, unlike the taxes that we are repealing, are paid by people outside of Kansas City, so the entire burden would not fall on Kansas City.
The tax plan is accompanied by a call for $500 million worth of bonds to finance a federally mandated sewer overhaul. Both measures still require approval from the full council and the voters. The Kansas legislature was still getting attention for what it didn't do. Negotiators came up with a tax-cutting plan designed not to tax the amount of revenue coming in so much as the one on Governor Brownback's desk, and he asked that it be passed.
It's a good bill. I think it'd be better if we would go with this conference report.
But House conservatives were still grousing that the plan wasn't aggressive enough, Senate moderates that it was too aggressive, and the governor said he would sign the bill that did pass that would produce billions in deficits rather than not have a tax cut. There was still no agreement on congressional redistricting, and Secretary of State Chris Kobach and Johnson County leaders joined a lawsuit asking a federal court to take over the process.
The legislature, by failing to do its constitutional duty, has put us in this bind.
Missouri lawmakers got attention for what they did do, inducting Rush Limbaugh into the Hall of Famous Missourians in an invitation-only ceremony. Limbaugh praised House Speaker Stephen Tilley for not giving in to objectors.
He hung in. He was tough. Laughed at them when they called his office, which is what you have to do, because they're deranged.
In its final week, among bills the Missouri Assembly passed, ones allowing land banks, letting health workers and employers refuse to provide services like abortion and birth control, lowering fees for shipping radioactive materials through the state, reducing the disparity between penalties for crack and powder cocaine, and prohibiting the implementation of health insurance exchanges as specified in the Federal Health Care Act at penalty of lawsuit. House Member Ryan Silvey said,
as far as I'm concerned, this isn't about the national health care debate. This is about reining in a governor that is out of control.
A bill regarding a state takeover of the Kansas City School District stalled. Area law enforcement began a program called NOVA to reduce violent crime in Kansas City. Jackson County Prosecutor Jean Peters Baker explained the focus.
It's a small number of people that cause the violent crime in our city. With that knowledge of who those people are, we're going to strategically focus our efforts on them.
A similar program in Boston eventually reduced homicides 63%. Wrapping up the week, lawyers for defrocked priest Sean Rattigan asked that his federal trial on child pornography charges be delayed for 2 months. Overland Park police finally found the body of a man who apparently drowned in Indian Creek after going out to look at its flooding. Johnson County leaders complained that the new computer system that was supposed to improve the Kansas motor vehicle licensing process has been taking twice as long as the old one, and with Tuesday the deadline, only a few hundred voters had requested ballots for the downtown streetcar district election. This is KCUR.